WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. We're going to do a little bit of everything today. We're going to today is going to be a day that we're going to discover some fun things to do. Yeah, absolutely. Fun things to do today. This is Fun Thing Day. And we're going to look for some activities that you can do with the entire family. We're going to look at all sorts of things that you can do with your family today. Yeah, and that's going to be an event. And we're going to also later on open up the phone lines and get you to share with us some of the things that you have done that really are going to be memories that you'll just keep with you from now on out. And that's what it's all about, keeping those memories alive. And that's one of the things that we're going to be doing today on the Action Line. So stay with us and be thinking about some of the things that you want to share with us. Right now, though, before we get the program going, we're going to have a little train trip today, so that's one thing. But first, let's hear about some of the savings at Ford of Murfreesboro.
New at Ford of Murfreesboro is the 2013 Ford Fusion Hybrid and Fusion Energy Plug-in Hybrid. The Fusion Energy has plug-in technology to further your charge, which means that you'll get amazing gas mileage. The new plug-in Fusion becomes America's most fuel-efficient sedan in 2013 with a rating of 108 miles per gallon in city driving. Visit fordofmurfreesboro.com at the intersection of Broad and Northfield.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
It's now time for the Educator of the Month to be announced. Our newest Educator of the Month is Lamar Davis, an Algebra 2 and Geometry teacher at Riverdale. What made you decide to become an educator?
I was going to be a computer programmer, imagine that. But I wanted to coach sports, and I wanted to teach math, and so that's how I ended up being a math teacher.
What do you enjoy most about working with students?
Trying to make a difference in young people's lives. Seeing a child, especially one that has not done well, reach higher goals that they've never reached before.
What achievements are you most proud of?
My three children.
What do you hope to accomplish before you retire?
I don't know, just continue to try to make a difference in every person that comes in my classroom's life and try to make them understand that it's not all about making grades, it's about learning and trying to grow and become a better person.
The Educator of the Month is brought to you by Toots, Good Food and Fun, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, and City Tile and Floor Covering. Again, our Educator of the Month is Lamar Davis at Riverdale.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic's moving day is here. Our first day in Phase 2 of the new building will be February 11, 2013. Located at 1272 Garrison Drive in Murfreesboro, your health is our mission.
Would you run for me?
Walk or run in the second annual Special Kids Race, March 23rd at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, 1272 Garrison Drive. For more information or to register, go to specialkidsrace.org.
This is Dr. Pete, host of the Maximize Living Health radio show, where living healthy means living free. You can tune in and listen to me every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 here on WGNS Murfreesboro.
We were talking about some fun things to do today. One of those fun things, Marlene Sewell is with us. She has a whole bag of fun things from the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. Marlene, how are you on this beautiful summer morning.
Still a little cold.
Cold?
Yeah.
It's 20 degrees now. What do you want?
Well, I know, and I'm such a morning person. You know, you can't... A morning person doesn't really necessarily do well running dances and stuff at the other end of the day.
Oh, yes. Well, the big opportunity to save money on passes to the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department continues, I understand.
I believe so, but you know...
Until the end of this month, as a matter of fact. 25% off.
I'm sure when Becky gets here, because she sent me a reminder, that she'll know all about that.
Oh, okay.
I came to talk about playing.
Playing. Okay, I know how to do that.
Oh, well, good. And you know, I'll bet you're old enough you could come play with us at the senior center.
I bet I could.
And if you're not, then you can always come and volunteer with me some, and we'll let you play, too.
Okay. Now, tell me, what kind of playing do you have over there?
Well, you know, on Wednesdays, I have loomy birds from 1:30 to 3:30.
What are loomy birds?
Loomy birds. Well, it started out.
Oh, loomy. Okay.
Loomy, yeah, L-O-O-M.
Not loony.
Well, a little of that, too, but we won't go there. We started out some time ago teaching the seniors how, if they couldn't knit or crochet anymore, you could use these looms that you can buy at the store to knit, to do things, and knit hats and scarves and various other things much easier. So that's how that all started out, and somebody else named it Loomy Birds. But, you know, we have a lot of fun, and people do anything from crocheting to knitting to beadwork to jewelry to just whatever they're working on.
And what days are that?
Is Wednesday afternoons from 1:30 to 3:30.
Okay.
But if you come tomorrow is Wednesday, we're also doing polar bear days for 2 more weeks. And this week we're going to play triominoes, and if I can find a quirkle game, we're going to learn how to play that too.
Hmm.
And we always have refreshments, especially since it's cold outside.
Hope it's warm.
Right.
And
this is a program that Terry Womack started, I think, in like 1989. So we've been doing polar bear days in January for a very long time. Even though some Januaries are a lot warmer than this one has been.
Tomorrow should be warmer, by the way. Should be up in the 40s. That's an improvement from 20s.
Yeah, but we'll still do hot chocolate and coffee and hot apple cider because... It just sort of gears. It'll still be nippy some. And then the last week, I don't remember what I said I'd do.
But I bet it was fun.
It's going to be fun, yes. There's no doubt about that. And we'll still have refreshments, too. So we did the Loomy Birds and talked a little about polar bear days. But then if we go into February, you know, we always have fun things to do then, too.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to start off on February 8th. At our Valentine's Dance, which is a co-sponsor program with the seniors, and we'll start doing refreshments about 6:30, and it's really just sort of heavy hors d'oeuvres. You know, if you need to eat beforehand, you might want to do that.
Now, what day is February 8th?
It is on a Friday.
Friday, okay.
And from 7 to 10 will be the dance, and it'll be at the St. Clair Street Senior Center, 325 St. Clair Street. You do not have to sign up in advance, but there is a $5 admission at the door, which helps cover the cost of the band.
Okay. And do you know what band it is?
Yes, it's the Debbie Bales Trio. The seniors really like them because they play a lot of music that you can really dance to.
Mm-hmm.
Little line dancing here and there, some waltzes, some, you know, jitterbug kind of thing, too. Yeah.
February the 8th.
8th, that's correct. And I do have Brenda's phone number stuff here that you can have.
Okay.
With you. And then on February 11th, Terry Womack is going to come over to the Senior Center, and that's a Monday, from 1 to 4, and lead the seniors in a batik class.
Ah.
Now, this is not something we've done over there before, at least that I'm aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And Terry is more of an expert than I am, and so she's going to lead that. We're going to have a lot of fun. And the supplies are all provided, so you just have to sign up at the Senior Center and... come on over.
Sounds like a lot of fun. And those are coming up in February.
Right.
At the St. Clair Street Senior Center. Now,
correct.
Somebody may not know where that is.
If you're driving down Memorial, you would turn... Well, if you're coming and going, like, towards Broad Street, you would turn left at St. Clair Street, which is between the Nissan dealership and CC's Pizza or the Mac. or some of those identifications. Or for those crafter pieces, Hancock Fabrics at the other end of that shopping center.
And that's why it's called St. Clair Street Senior Center.
Correct.
Because it's on St. Clair Street.
That's right, yes. Yeah, and you don't have to live in Murfreesboro to come. We get people from other counties. We get a lot of people from Smyrna and Laverne because there's stuff that's going on there all the time. And, you know, not to be undone, we also have our annual Valentine's Party, which is also a co-sponsored program. Mm-hmm. And that will be on Thursday, February 14th at 9 a.m. And we do encourage people to sign up in advance because we only have so many people we can put into the dining room, even though it's a large space. But usually the limit is 100 or 125 people.
So Valentine's Day is on Thursday.
Right, and there will be entertainment.
Not this Thursday, though. February 14th.
No, we need to really wait till February for Valentine's Day.
Or make every day Valentine's.
That's true, you know. They wouldn't mind a party every day.
Yeah.
I'd be kind of tired, but, you know, so would Brenda and Lisa, but, you know.
But a lot of happy folks out there.
Right, right. And then I have one other thing for, this is for adults and seniors.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to teach I have a long loom class. Instead of the round looms, it's a long loom class. So I need to change the date, but if anyone's interested in that, they can call me at 893-2141.
893-2141.
And that's really the same office if you want to talk about the Greenway or marketing information for the department or seniors and arts and crafts and
long
movies
loans.
Under the stars and July 4th.
All of
you know, it's really kind of odd.
It'll be here before
I know. It's just amazing to me that we've already hit, you know, 2013.
And we're already 22 days into January. I mean, we're almost at February.
I know. It's just kind of amazing to me how quickly things have changed.
Oh, no.
Yes. Well, the other real big thing that I have is I've moved a lot of the arts and crafts classes for young people over to McFadden Community Center, which is 211 Bridge Avenue, next to the school. We kind of share a parking lot. And on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 4:30 to 6. And it's really that long so the kids have a chance to, you know, finish whatever project they are. Last week we made hats. Well, I already had the hats, but we decorated them. And they had a great time doing that. But kids, you know, love arts and crafts. They always have. I've always tried to include it in my programs for kids. Although we don't do that at Movies Under the Stars.
No. They watch movies there.
Yes, and eat popcorn and snow cones.
And they've gotten that down to a science.
Yes, they do. And why am I talking about snow cones when it's 20 degrees outside?
Well, they sound pretty good, believe it or not.
Yeah, true. And anyway, the craft classes are McFadden. If you want to know more about them, you can call there, although they don't really have a schedule yet. But I do have some days that I was going to do elsewhere that are kind of special things as opposed to just general arts and crafts. Today, this afternoon at 4:30, we're going to do Polka Dot Day.
Polka Dot Day.
Yes. Okay. Yes. We're not going to polka dot ourselves, but probably paper.
Paper. Okay.
Yes.
Polka dot the paper.
Polka dot the paper. Right. And then on the 29th, which is a Tuesday, I guess it's next Tuesday, isn't it? We're going to do National Puzzle Day. And so I have these pieces and they're already divided up into puzzle pieces, but they come as a sheet, and you can color on them, then break them up and have your own puzzle. But then we're also going to take one of those sheets and make pins out of the puzzle pieces.
Ah.
That's something we did a long time ago. So that ought to be fun, too. And then did you know that on February 2nd, and I didn't write down the year, the bottle cap was patented?
I did not know that.
Yeah, I can come up with some of these really weird things.
February 2nd,
right.
Some year.
Right, and so we are going to make probably necklaces. Bracelets are a little hard on that. And pins out of bottle caps.
Okay.
Paint them, put
They're
things in them.
They're fun to hold in your eyes, too, like a moniker type thing.
You know, I hadn't thought of that. I'd forgotten about that.
You can draw things on them?
Yes. I'll try and get them painted beforehand.
A whole new
look.
Yeah,
so they'll be all set to go. Right.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we have. Oh, yes. Did you know, I think it is February 12th, which is a Tuesday, it's White T-Shirt Day.
wet t-shirt day?
White.
Oh, white. Okay.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you about the wet t-shirt? The wet t-shirt day at the senior center? We'll get back to that in a few minutes. It's also Don't Cry Over Spilt Milk Day. So basically, we're going to get some white t-shirts and we're going to color on them. Not going to do tie-dye. It's going to be too cold to go outside, but we will decorate our white t-shirts.
And those are all fun events. And if you have any questions, get with Marlene Sewell at the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department.
That is correct. And I will be there to answer the phones.
All righty. Well, Marlene, thank you for sharing all of that with
us
today.
You're welcome. You want a few more when we get back?
Yeah, let's do it. We're going to take a train ride in just a minute.
Oh, cool.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, well, get your train garb on. We'll be back.
I do. See, I have a big scarf on.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett, hitting right at what matters most to all of us here in the heart of Tennessee. Weekday mornings at 10 on WGNS, AM, FM, and online.
We're visiting with residents at Broadmoor Senior Living in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard.
My name is Bobby Sexton. One thing I like about it, I guess the main thing, is the people that work here. They're very understanding, they're very helpful, and I like them all. The doctor that I went to said that this was a good place for me. I have to be comfortable where I am, and I'm comfortable here.
Visit Broadmoor-Murfreesboro.com or call them today for a tour. 617-5417. That's 617-5417.
New at Ford of Murfreesboro is the 2013 Ford Fusion Hybrid and Fusion Energy Plug-in Hybrid. The Fusion Energy has plug-in technology to further your charge, which means that you'll get amazing gas mileage. The new plug-in Fusion becomes America's most fuel-efficient sedan in 2013 with a rating of 108 miles per gallon in city driving. Visit fordofmurfreesboro.com at the intersection of Broad and Northfield.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
This is Chip Walters, and I'll have Middle Tennessee football and basketball games for you right here.
MTSU Sports on WGNS AM, FM, online.
I'm Robert McConnell from Robert's Auto Repair. If you bring your vehicle to me, it will usually be repaired on the same day. We offer courtesy rides and have a free loaner car for your convenience.
Robert's Auto Repair, honest and fair, on Broad across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
Good morning. Quite a bit of congestion. Old Fort Parkway at Bridge Avenue, Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen Lane, Old Fort Parkway at Chaffin Place, also I-24 at 96, Broad at Church, Rutherford Boulevard, Mercury Boulevard, very busy traffic this morning, Broad at Memorial, lots of congestion also. I want to remind everybody, you got to scrape that windshield this morning because of all the heavy frost from last night if you left your car out. For the best in hardwood flooring or paint for your home, call or come by Bradford Hardwood Flooring and Paint Center, 1999 Nolensville Pike, near the fairgrounds. Call 251-5384. Go online to bradfordwoodfloorsandpaints.com. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Mainly sunny skies in our forecast today. We'll reach an afternoon high temperature near 32 degrees, and we'll see increasing cloud cover tonight with lows near 21. I'm WGNS meteorologist Sam Donaisky. Right now it's 19 degrees.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. If you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing a home, see Becky Walker or Jonathan Bolden at First National Mortgage Services, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, an equal housing lender.
We're WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450. Worldwide at WGNSradio.com.
What can you see about an hour and a half or 2 hours from Murfreesboro? Well, you can go to Chattanooga and take a ride on a real train at the Tennessee Valley Railroad Museum. Steve Freer is with us today, and we're on one of those real trains. I _RealTrain, because this is not a model railroad.
Well, welcome aboard. We are riding the Missionary Ridge Local train. That is our standard service. And we are running a vintage train today between our two stations, our main station called Grand Junction, and our secondary station, East Chattanooga. And on our ride, we'll be crossing over four bridges and we'll pass through pre-Civil War Missionary Ridge Tunnel. And once the train arrives in East Chattanooga, we'll get off the train. The conductor will show us how they turn the locomotive around on the turntable and take us into the repair shop and show us which locomotives are being worked on today. And then we'll reboard the train for the return trip. It's about a 6-mile round trip, takes a little less than an hour, and a lot of history in this fairly compact time frame. We're riding on the original East Tennessee, Virginia, and Georgia roadbed, which was put in 1856. And a majority of the pre-Civil War right-of-way still is in use, although the line was upgraded in 1915 in modern times to what we have today. It was a double-track main line, although the tunnel itself, Missionary Ridge, was the bottleneck on the line. It was an old, narrow, single-track tunnel. So as modern times came in and the trains got larger, more frequent, this line was abandoned, and that's how the Tennessee Valley Railroad Museum was able to preserve it. So we're riding the Missionary Ridge Local. Today we have a diesel locomotive pulling the train from 1950, a GP7 model, a GP meaning general purpose for pulling freight or passenger. And we have a variety of coaches built between about 1925 and 1948.
We had the opportunity to meet some of the staff, the conductor, the engineer, their volunteers. Do they have a background in railroads, or is this some love that grew in them and they always had this desire to be in the railroad business?
Well, the Tennessee Valley Railroad Museum is a nonprofit educational corporation, and we are primarily a volunteer organization, especially back in the early days. We were built by volunteers. Now, in this age of government regulation and so forth, we are having to go more to a paid staff, but we do have a good base of volunteers, so we do have a mixture of both paid employees and volunteers on the train today. But it is kind of surprising. A lot of people ask us that, our volunteers, do they have a railroading background? The answer almost across the board is no. They are just enthusiasts. They have that passion, that love for railroading, and they like to come out here and be a part of that. So that's the backbone of what we do, is we have that the volunteers who want to be out here. They don't have to be out here. They want to be out here.
A lot of special activities going on throughout the year, and the next one is Valentine's Day. I understand you have a special sweetheart train trip.
Well, yes, we offer a variety of different trips here at TBRM. Like I said, we're on the Missionary Ridge Local. Now, that's our standard service, but we have other things. And like you mentioned, the Valentine Dinner Train. We have those coming up. We have four evenings. We'll be running the Valentine Dinner Train. I believe it's the 7th, 8th, and 9th of February in the evening, as well as on Valentine's Day itself, the 14th. And those trips are selling well, and from what I understand, several are already sold out. But we do have online ordering available for that, tbrail.com, or folks can call our office during the week. Our number here is 423-894-8028. But we have a lot of things annually, each year that we do. We have coming up for the springtime our very popular Day Out with Thomas, when Thomas the Tank Engine comes to Chattanooga and visits. And we'll be doing that over three weekends. It's the last weekend of April, first two weekends of May. Typically on the Day Out with Thomas event, we carry about 15,000 people. So that's a big fundraiser for us. A lot of kids out here, so it's a lot of fun.
So you have a real full-size engine that looks like Thomas the Train.
Right. The kids just go nuts over that. It's a lot of fun. But we have other things coming up. We have a longer service than our Missionary Ridge Local that we run on Saturdays beginning in April and going through September, called the Chickamauga Turn, that goes from Chattanooga to Chickamauga, Georgia, down past the Chickamauga Battlefield and some of the historical areas down there. We have things coming up such as our 21st Century STEAM program that runs, that we'll be offering in cooperation with Norfolk Southern on their lines. We're getting ready to announce some trips on that for the spring. Things coming up, we've got our Rail Fest, kind of a railroad festival that we do. That will be the week after Labor Day this year. We have our trips. Most of our trips are in Chattanooga, but we do offer a satellite service in Tennessee that's based out of Etowah, about halfway between Chattanooga and Knoxville near Athens. the Hiwassee River Rail Adventure Trip. That's one of our more scenic trips that goes along the Hiwassee River and through the River Gorge.
Now, when is this coming up?
That will start in April also and runs on select weekends all the way up through November. So that's been a very popular service for us, but we do recommend that people go to our website, check the calendar, and you can check for availability and also online ordering. One of our other big fundraisers we do every year is called the North Pole Limited, something similar to a Polar Express type concept. And we just got done with that recently for this last year, and we're planning for 2013. And again, that's a fundraising event. We do carry usually between 15 and 20,000 people over about 20 evenings. That's becoming a family tradition for a lot of people.
So, now, for people in Murfreesboro who love trains, who have this fantasy of wanting to be a railroad person, do you have volunteers come from distances as far as Murfreesboro?
Oh, sure, yes. Yeah, we have people come even farther than that, actually. We do have memberships available for those people who want to support us on a regular basis or, like you said, become involved in helping operate the trains. That can be done. There is a certain training process, so pardon the pun there, but you do have to go through a training process, and that varies by the position that you're going to be training for. But it is a doable thing. If you have that passion and desire to work on the trains, we can make that happen.
We have seen a river this morning going across the river. We are now in a tunnel, and it's totally dark in here.
The tunnel we just passed through is Missionary Ridge Tunnel. Now, this has a lot of Civil War history around that. And the tunnel, built between 1856 and 1858, 979 feet long. Built before they had bulldozers. And so it was built with picks and axes and that type of thing. Not so much black powder, though. They didn't want the hillside to cave in on them. That tunnel has been used almost continuously for over 150 years. So a lot of history here.
As we walked to the train, we passed several locomotives, train cars that were parked. Are those renovated or are they about to be renovated? And where do you get your additional train cars that you add to your collection?
Well, most of our collection, of course, we are a museum. We're a museum that moves. Everything that we have is part of the museum, whether it's parked or you're riding on it. We have a variety of equipment there parked at Grand Junction Station, which is where you boarded. And most of that equipment that you saw is just in storage or on display. But some of it is operating equipment that we will use on some of our excursion trips and that type of thing. One item that you saw of special note is steam locomotive number 349. It's an American-type steam engine, which is a 440. Very typical of the type of locomotives used during the Civil War. Now, this one's not quite that old, but it does represent that railroad type of locomotive. Built in 1891. So it is the oldest piece of equipment that we have on display here at TBRM. But we have a number of other engines, whether steam or diesel. We have freight and passenger cars that folks can look at.
I remember many years ago there were some scoundrels from Georgia who came to Tennessee, and I think it was Nashville, to the Union Station, and they took a locomotive, Civil War locomotive, and took it to Kennesaw, Georgia, the General. Is it still there?
Well, you're referring to the Great Locomotive Chaser, what we call the Andrews Raid, which, by the way, wasn't a successful endeavor. The Andrews Raiders, a lot of them are buried here in Chattanooga. They were the very first recipients of the Congressional Medal of Honor. But just a quick story on that, the Andrews Raid was an episode during the Civil War where James Andrews and his raiders stole Locomotive General, like you said, near Kennesaw, Big Shanty, Georgia. Their intent was to destroy the railroad supply line between Atlanta and Chattanooga by burning bridges, removing rails, and cutting telegraph wires. And it really was a good plan, and it might have been successful except for two things. Number one, it had rained profusely in advance. It's hard to burn anything. Number two, what they didn't count on was the persistence of the conductor. The train had stopped in Kennesaw for breakfast at Big Shanty. And at that time, back in those days, there weren't any dining cars. You would get off the train to eat. So the crew and a lot of the passengers were eating breakfast. Well, the conductor looked out the window, William Fuller, saw his train leaving without him when the raiders stole it. Wasn't happy. He chased it on foot for several miles. Later, found a little flat push cart, and even later commandeered several steam locomotives. If he had not had that drive to chase down those raiders, they might have destroyed the railroad. But because of his persistence, they ended up with Locomotive Texas running in reverse, and they caught up with the Raiders in Ringgold, Georgia, where the general engine ran out of steam, and they scattered into the woods. So that's the great locomotive chase story.
The rest of the story, and you heard it right here on WGNS. We just passed a lot of railroad wheels. Is that obvious?
Sure.
How much do those weigh?
They weigh about 8 tons apiece.
And we're talking about two wheels and an axle. That's it, eight tons.
Right. We typically call that a truck when it's the whole wheel system together. But yes, with the old equipment that we use here, non-Amtrak, we have this old equipment. We cannot find the parts that we need every time. So we do save everything that we can for possible reuse down the line. And sometimes that ends up looking a little cluttered, but it's out of necessity. If we get rid of some of these things here, we might need them again. And then we've got a problem if we don't have them.
Well, we're pulling into another station now, and for people who are thinking, I want to do that, I want to ride on that train, what's your website?
Our website is tvrail.com, like Tennessee Valley, tvrail.com. Has a lot of information, and we encourage people to go there and see what we do.
Hour and a half, 2 hours away, easy to get here to Chattanooga, and other things to see while you're here, the aquarium, take a look at the Delta Queen. Obviously, you can go to Lookout Mountain and see Ruby Falls and all these things that you've heard about all your life. But the Tennessee Valley Railroad Museum should be one of your stops. Give yourself what?
We recommend people allow about 2 hours. It really depends on their interest level. If they want to look at everything and really explore, they might need more time. But it is about a 55-minute round trip. So for those people who just want to incorporate it into a day of other sightseeing, you know, an hour, hour and a half can get the job done, and then they might move on to some of those other Chattanooga attractions, and we have plenty, as you know, very well known, especially for family-friendly type activities.
And for those of you who want to take it the next notch up and become a volunteer at the Tennessee Valley Railroad Museum, should they get with you, Steve?
Well, the first step to do that is to become a member, and we do have an online membership application. It's very inexpensive. I think it's $35 for individuals, $75 for a family, and that allows them to be a part of what we're doing. Whether they want to pursue actually working out here, which is fine, or if they just want to, like I said, just be a supporter and be a part of what we're doing, that's the first step.
So there are a lot of people in Murfreesboro because we have a great model railroad club who now have their own facility and people are visiting there. But at our own children's museum, so to speak, the Discovery Center at Murphy Spring, for those of you who haven't been over there, there's a great model railroad over there with a complete view of Murfreesboro and the train running around. You need to check that out. This would be the next step up from there, I guess.
Well, you might say that we're model railroading as well. It's just
but it's real.
Our scale is 12 inches to the foot.
This is the real thing, and we are riding in it, sitting in it right now. Where did this train that we're sitting on come from?
Well, this particular car that we're in right now was built for the Missouri Pacific Railroad, or what we call the MOPAC, later used by Illinois Central. After that, it was moved to a short line up in Michigan, and that's where we acquired it, probably about 5-6 years ago now. We acquired it, brought it to Chattanooga, and refurbished it. And this car is a coach car, but it also has a little kitchen section in it. So we've got some plans for this car that we might use it as a commissary where we would have a little bit of food available, that type of thing, for some of our longer trips.
Come check it out. You will have a ball at the Tennessee Valley Railroad Museum. Walk through the trains, ride the trains, and I think you'll walk away saying, I want to be a part of that. Again, what is your website?
It's tvrail.com.
tvrail.com. Check it out. And Steve Freer has been visiting with us today on WGNS. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for being here.
Talk Radio WGNS, putting the power of your free speech into action. On air and online at WGNSradio.com.
Hey, did you enjoy that train trip? In just a moment, we're going to continue the fun. We have something for the youngsters. So if you know a youngster, or maybe there's one close at hand, I think we have something that they'll enjoy too. For decades, we've been telling you that Bell Furniture has first quality name brand furniture half price every day. Now this locally owned family business has pictures of some of their furniture on the internet at www.bellfurnitureonline.com. Save with Perry Bell at Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway,
halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
And on the internet at www.bellfurnitureonline.com.
Are uncontrolled printer cartridge expenses weighing your company down? Do you know how much you're spending on toner? Are your color laser printers being misused? Take back the control with a Nova Control Managed Print Solution from Nova Copy. With Nova Control, eliminate costly color printing that doesn't help your business. Optimize your print output and reduce waste. Contact Simon Reed at Nova Copy, 577-7677. Again, 577-7677. Or visit Nova Copy at novacopy.com.
WeatherEye.
Mainly sunny skies in our forecast today. We'll reach an afternoon high temperature near 32 degrees, and we'll see increasing cloud cover tonight with lows near 21. I'm WGNS meteorologist Sam Donaisky. Right now it's 19 degrees.
We're your local sports connection. Brian Barrett and John Dinkins take you to the games on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Not choose anyone but you. Tell me some good news. Time will tell us, so it might stand my innocence.
The fun continues. It's a nippy 20 degrees on the historic Murfreesboro Square. 20 degrees. We've taken a train ride. We've played with some looms. And Marlene Sewell with us now from the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. You have something for the younger folks.
I do. I have that kind of middle-aged group, that 7 to 14.
That's the middle-aged. Okay.
That's who I'm dealing with at this point, yes. Or providing fun activities. You know, I'm a big believer that we miss a lot of talent in this world because children never have a chance to try something, mm-hmm. whether it's music or a sport of some sort or the arts of any sort. But anyway, so here I have again for, we're going to be at McFadden at from 4:30 to 6. And on Thursday, February 14th, ooh, I have a busy day, don't I? It's National Gumdrop Day.
I should have known that one.
Yes. Everybody knows that. I've never heard of it before now, but, you know, until I started looking a couple months ago. But we're going to play with gumdrops and probably toothpicks and be creative.
National Gumdrop Day.
Yes.
It's on top of my list now.
Well, good. You know, you've got kids you could play with. Yeah. You could be doing that in your office if you needed a break for a few minutes.
That's right.
Bag of gumdrops, either size or both. And a bunch of toothpicks. You'll be good to go.
Okay.
Or you can come play with us over at McFadden.
And that way I wouldn't be looked at so funny. I mean, you're with other
probably
folks doing
not.
It
then. Well, my family looks at me like, you know, I'm funny. So, you know, what's one more? We'll have a good time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now, what do you do at... It sounds like a big event right. to me.
And then did you know that on February 20th, 1872, toothpicks were patented?
You know, Marlene, you are a wealth of knowledge. Now, this is something for you to work into the conversation at lunch today. What day was that again?
But we're going to do it. Was February 20th, but we're going to do it on Thursday, the February 21st.
Okay, this was 1862, though. Is that right?
1872. You're close, yes.
Yeah.
So we're going to create buildings and things and stuff from toothpicks and probably marshmallows.
Ooh,
now, okay. True, I figured a lot of the marshmallows will end up getting eaten, so I'll just have to get a little extra to go because you know who's going to eat the marshmallows, don't you? Me. Yeah.
Everybody who's there will love
yes.
those. Now, speaking of marshmallows, January the 26th, I have down that they're having a hayride over at Cannonsburg, and they're going to also have some marshmallows.
I imagine that they're going to roast those.
You know, those are better when they're roasted.
Yes, they are, because there's nothing better than a s'more.
Ooh.
But I don't think I can do that in the craft room at McFadden Community Center very well.
This is a big event all through the day, Saturday, January the 20th. That's this coming weekend.
Oh, cool. Yes. Well, hopefully the weather...
11 to 4.
The weather should be good for a hayride.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be kind of cool, a little bit crisp.
And this is a daytime hayride. Nighttime ones are really cool.
Yeah, so hopefully there'll be a little sun for this one. Warm it up a little bit, you know. But do make sure you wear layers, because you may need it. From what I've seen of the weather forecast, it's going to bounce around a lot.
Yeah, I was going to take a look at that. It's, the high of 34 Saturday.
Ooh.
But sunny, but 34.
Yeah, blankets, I don't know, you know, long johns, gloves, mittens, hats.
This will be, you know, how many of you have ever taken a hayride on a 34-degree day? Maybe not very many of them.
No, I don't think so.
No, I haven't.
Because usually the hayride, I've done that on the Greenway, but it's usually a little earlier in... Well, it's later in the year, because it's usually October, November, but it's usually not quite as cold as 34 degrees.
But this will give you something to remember. That's this coming Saturday.
That's true.
At Canonsburg. Yeah.
That'll be fun. So, if you want more information, probably should call Sheila at 890-0355.
Mm-hmm.
And their hours are, I think, 9 to 3 during this time of the year.
That's a good place to visit anyway.
Yes, it is. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of things going on there that you can, you know, partake in.
If you've never been to Canonsburg, it is, of course, that was the name of Murfreesboro. First name.
Right.
It lasted, about a month? Just a very short time.
Not very long at all.
It was not politically correct.
No, but at least still, you know, those of us who have been around for a while remember that and know that.
Oh, you remember Canonsburg?
Oh, yeah, I'm that old.
I talk about a senior citizen.
My grandchildren think I'm that old, but yes. No, but I have been, I think, driven through that area that was where they used for the state capitol, but I don't remember if there's any markers or anything.
But, and I think it was really physically in that area, too.
Just gone.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I should take that information with me when we do it do the day of National Embroidery Month. You know, so we're only doing it one day, not whole
now,
day.
Is there a historical thing about that also? I mean, you're full of history.
Yeah, I look for those kind of things so I can plan things around it. It makes it a little bit more fun than just, we're going to do puzzle pieces today. You know, have a little history to go along with it. But we'll be doing that on February 21st, which is the Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I've got two things going at the same time. I must have the wrong date.
You better have a clone.
Yeah, I better get myself together. But anyway, on February 21st, we'll have fun.
Is there one event that looks like more fun than the other, and you can choose
the toothpicks, probably.
Okay.
Although, I am trying to kind of, not push, but provide some of those crafts and activities that people have done for years and years, whether it's knitting or crocheting or embroidery.
What is that around your neck?
It's a scarf.
But is it crocheted or what?
No, this one's a knit.
Okay.
And it's this funky rough yarn that does this, and it's kind of all the rage.
It's very colorful.
Thank you. Yes. My daughter referred to this as the 1980s colors. But, you know, you can't miss me as I go by with this on.
It's a safety scarf.
Yes. But again, I'm going to do one not in pinks. Mm-hmm. For my granddaughter to wear around her waist, because she likes dresses with ruffles and things and stuff on it. Leggings. So, yeah. So we'll be all set. So that kind of takes me through, you know, the end of February. So March, April, and May, there'll be some
warmer
other fun
weather,
things like
hopefully.
That.
Yeah.
When the new connection comes out.
All sorts of things. Yeah. So if you have any questions about some of these activities, get with Marlene Sewell at the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. How can they get with you?
My email address is msewell, which is SEWELL, at murfreesborotn.gov. You can email me, or you can call me at 893-2141. And if I'm not there, then there may be somebody else who can answer the activity. That's the Greenway office, and there are several of us housed there who have that information. Or you can check with the main office at 890-5333.
And, of course, a good walk on the Greenway is enjoyable any day when it's not raining, and it's not raining today. So.
No, that's true. Just make sure you bundle up.
Yeah. You never know what you're going to see on the Greenway, and that's what's so fun about it. Every season has something different to offer.
That's true, and there's a lot of animals and stuff. All I like is when we do movies under the stars at Cannonsburg in the summer, I think it's a blue heron or something that comes over and sits in the trees and watches us for a little bit.
You're kidding.
Goes on. And I've seen that same bird some other places, like over behind the dog park when the water's up.
Right. Oh, they love the water. And I can't imagine that sitting in a tree. That's a big bird.
I know, it flies up there. I mean, like I said, I'm not really sure what it is. But it is kind of that kind of bluish gray, and flies up there and kind of watches for about 10 minutes and then goes on its merry way wherever else.
I hope they have a good limb for him to sit on, because that's pretty heavy.
Right, yeah, but the trees that right there in front of Cannonsburg are old enough that they're pretty sturdy.
So that's another reason to go over to Cannonsburg for Movies Under the Stars. But that's a little bit away.
Right, yes. And no, I have not picked out any of the movies yet. But we will have those probably about May 1st.
Do people give you suggestions on, sure wish you would show this movie? Or?
Yes, but mostly it's my family who say, you should do this, you should show that.
And they have a little more influence. They can twist your arm.
Yes, that's true. But they're also really good at guiding, because they have small children and stuff, on what maybe I might not want to show to a family audience.
Okay.
So that's really kind of helpful.
And and the movies that you think would be suitable, sometimes you have a surprise in there.
Yeah, there was one a couple of years ago that was rated PG, and after listening to the first night or so, the second night I counted the inappropriate words, and then we pulled it because I thought, good grief. The language was atrocious.
What were they thinking? So all of these things, and also all of the indoor swimming, you can take advantage of that right now. Two locations.
Right.
The SportsCom, great indoor pool, and Patterson Park, probably the greatest indoor
pool.
Yes,
that is very true. Lots of things for the kids to do of all sizes.
And stay healthy and fit. And don't worry about the fact that it's 20 degrees outside.
No.
Because it's warm inside, and that
is,
pool water is really warm.
Yes, they make sure that we're all comfortable when we get there.
We are so fortunate to have the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department, the boardwalk system around the wetlands, the Greenway around the Stones River, all of those fun activities to enjoy. And Marlene Sewell visiting with us today, helping us sort of trek our way through the cool morning and train trips and everything.
Right. Well, thank you, Barb. I really appreciate being able to come and provide some of this information to the community.
It's been fun having you with us,
thanks.
Marlene. You have a super day.
You too. Thanks.
Tomorrow at this time, we'll be talking about MTSU. We have several different topics about MTSU tomorrow. There is a change in their security. More of it on campus. We'll find out about that tomorrow. And a survey shows there's a change in our local consumer confidence. That'll be tomorrow also. And we'll be visiting with some of the folks from the Confucius Institute. That's tomorrow at this time, right here on WGNS. Hey, have a super day. Truman is knocking on our door. He'll be coming in just a moment. See you tomorrow.